All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Big Fraud Thursday. Big Fraud Thursday. Disembodied Thursday. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, a fantastic place for you to pick up an ATV, UTV, side-by-side, a UIT. No, not one of those. That's something entirely different. And so on. Not to mention snowmobiles. You can get a go-kart, motorcycle. Fun stuff at Impact Power Sports. Easy Go golf carts, Yamaha golf carts, if that's your thing. We've got some folks who are in the neighborhood who have golf carts, and then like the kids drive them around. And I don't think they're supposed to. You know, I think you can actually get in trouble for that. But nobody gives them a hard time. We got a pretty great neighborhood around here. We've had nothing but success. And the key is the homeowners association. There is a myth that homeowners associations are bad. They aren't. They're fantastic. All right? But occasionally, people either try to bend the rules, or you get somebody who's like power hungry, who is like leading the homeowners association. And that is not the case with ours. We've got a good group. In fact, two of the board members live here in the cul-de-sac, and they're awesome. Bob says, generally, the majority are shit. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. How could you possibly know that? The only thing you're basing that on is like silly news stories that you see that come across your timeline about a homeowners association or somebody got butthurt or something. There is no way in hell you know anything about this. All right? I have a, with my group here, they make sure, first of all, that your grass doesn't look like fuck. All right? Make sure you shovel your fucking snow so I can walk in the wintertime. You make sure that the place looks nice, you know? Now, I break all these rules. They have the setup where everybody's mailbox looks identical. So, you know, there's a guy that comes through every year and restains them. And that's part of what you pay for. Also, when you drive in, there's a nice fucking like a welcome sign, you know, and it's got nice shrubberies and bushes and it looks awesome. It costs money to maintain that shit. If we don't have a homeowners association to collect the dough and take care of all the logistics to get this shit taken care of, then it looks like shit. It looks like your neighborhood. And God knows we don't want that. Come on now. It's a respectable place. Aram says, wouldn't it be nice to park the RV in the driveway, though? No. I don't want that thing in the driveway. Why would I want a constant reminder of how I got screwed with that piece of shit in my driveway? Chris says, who's going to yell at Pop Pop to move his RV that doesn't work? Yeah, there you go. That's why I don't want it. Yeah, that is the thing to do, you know. You'll get, like, whatever morning show, and they'll see, like, about a homeowner's. What they'll do is they'll look at Reddit, and there's, like, a fake story that somebody wrote that happened with the Homeowners Association from any place USA. It doesn't even give you anything specific. It just throws out a scenario. It's a creative writing tool or something like that. And then people go, oh, wow, look what happened in this, wherever this is. And then they talk about it like it's fact and give homeowners associations a bad name. Those are set up so that losers who accidentally somehow get into the neighborhood, that those pieces of shit, they won't bring that redneck type of shit going on into this neighborhood. And then there was a scenario when we moved in. I had no idea because it said Homeowners Association rules and bylaws. And one of the rules and bylaws is no fencing on your property. None. No chain link fence at all. You cannot have a chain link fence. Well, it just so happens that I hired John's Chain Link Fence Emporium to install a chain link fence as a dog kennel. I've got like this dog run for the beasts. And I had no idea you could not do that. So I put that thing up and no one knew about it. Ever. It's way in the back. You can't even see it. And then some other guy in the neighborhood, he wanted to put up a chain link fence. Chris says, even around the pool? No, no, no. The pool is a privacy fence. You have to have a special, it can't be chain link. It can be anything but chain link. Because they don't want it, again, to look like a shithole. Okay? It's not supposed to look like Auschwitz, all right? It's supposed to look like a respectable neighborhood. Okay, so no chain link. I put up chain link. Have no idea. Years pass. No one even knows. And the guy who runs our HOA is, he lives two doors down. There's another guy that lives in the neighborhood who's a huge asshole. And he wanted chain link fence in his backyard. And so, but this guy knew that he wasn't supposed to put up chain link fence. But this guy somehow figured out that I had that dog kennel. And he went to the brass of the HOA and said, hey, this guy's got chain link fence. I'm putting up a chain link fence. And so I get a phone call. Yeah, do you got a chain link fence in the backyard? I go, yeah. Yeah. Has that always been there? And this is where it gets hilarious because I go, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's been there. Sure. Oh. Oh, okay. Never mind. You're grandfathered in. So then the dude had to go put out that fire. And so I am literally, of all the homes, the only one that has that. But it's way in the back. Chris says he saw it when he was creeping around your backyard in the middle of the night. Exactly, that's what he was doing. Chris says, what's the purpose of the strange rules, though? I never got that. Well, we don't have any strange rules here. It's all about aesthetics here. The Homeowners Association makes sure that this place looks nice. That's it. That's all they're worried about. So no fucking boats and campers in the driveway. Get your shit out of here. You're allowed the 2 days. Is mine here 2 days? No, it's usually here like seven. Matt says, so you're the trashy house they use as an example. Precisely. It's do as they say, not as I do. You know, that's what's happening there. All right. Welcome in. I don't know how the hell we got onto that tangent, but as usual, I'm happy that we did. This show, as I indicated, is brought to you by Impact Power Sports. They sponsor the studio. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. You can find them in Rockford, Michigan on 14 Mile Road. Today is a Big Fraud Thursday, where coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern, episode number 45? Wow. Of Who Are These Free Beers? Followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I think 183 or 184. I don't remember. But there you go. I wanted to point this out that for some of you folks on Patreon, the other platform where I post, if you get your content like as it appears, that's totally fine. But some of you go into collections. Like it might be collections. Who Are These Free Beers? Collections, Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. If you notice that there's an episode missing, it's there. I just didn't categorize it. I didn't put it into the collections. So what you do is you go to the homepage of Patreon, and in the search bar, whatever episode, let's say 175 isn't there. Just type 175, and it will pull it up. And because I got this, someone reached out to me and says, hey, there's occasionally episodes of the Ben and Eric show that aren't there, or the Patreon bonus podcast, because when I'm setting it up and doing all the boring shit after I get done, I have to actually click on the collection category. And sometimes I fail to do that. My apologies for that. Okay. So we will be breaking down today on Who Are These Free Beers? In addition of, well, the first ever edition, well, I think it is, of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show Spelling Bee. I got some tips from audience members. A lot of you do listen to them it's a habit, I'm sure, which is totally cool. I don't give a shit. But please, I need you to tip me off, all right, that something happened. Like, okay, Greg got pissed off, or okay, this was incredibly boring. You need to pick this apart on Who Are These Free Beers. I've also gotten many people reaching out saying, EZ, you are single-handedly making that show interesting again. And I'm like, absolutely. I'm all about it. Now, I'm not doing that because I want to help them. And it's not like they're doing anything interesting, but the armchair quarterback, sorry about that, work that we are doing for that, that's interesting and occasionally funny, I'm told. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Do the free trial, Chris says. Not only can you get the show when it drops today, but you can participate in the show Zoom for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, if you are tier two on Patreon, which is audio, video, live streams. All right. When we are ready to go live on a Big Fraud Thursday or whatever day we do as a Big Fraud Day, I will include the schedule. I'll post on Patreon. Okay, 6 p.m. Who Are These Free Beers? 7 p.m. Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And then it'll say Zoom link. That's to be part of the audience. Quit being shy. I want that thing full. Just click on the link, and then you will be in our chat as we do the show. So your face, all the other fantastically happy faces are there, and you'll be a little bit out of sorts at first because there's some people you won't know, but fucking trust me, it's great. We have a wonderful time doing the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And you sign up for free. So you go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Immediately cancel it because you have to put in a payment form, a credit card. But go ahead and cancel it. Then you don't have to worry about anything. Then you do the 7 days. at the end of the 7 days, I won't charge you because you've already canceled it, but you still get the 7 days. It's foolproof. And then after the 7 days, if you're like, well, I love this, then you go back into your profile, enable your card, and then I will charge you either $5 or $10 a month. That's patreon.com/Eric Zane. Molly says, how many shows a week do you do on Patreon, and how long is each one? Chris says, well, Molly, you get 5 daily shows, Monday through Friday, 30 to 40 minutes typically. 2 Lost Zane recording shows, which are 2 to 2.5 each. The Ben and Eric Patreon, which is usually, he writes an hour, but it's closer to 1.5 hours. And then Who Are These Free Beers, which is 1 hour. So that gives you plenty of content. This is perfect for the person who likes the free show, and then they still have a lot of the day that they, you know, I could use something else to listen to. It works out perfectly. If not, no big deal. Get to it when you eventually do. Some people never do, and I don't care. It's there if you want more. Molly says, see, she's trying to make an informed decision here. What times do those shows run in Central Standard Time? So you're 1 hour behind me. So like Big Fraud Thursday today, for you, it would be 5 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. tonight. Mooney 2256 says, any updates on the NFK? Yes. Chris also adds to Molly, you can also watch on demand. That's what I do when I cannot watch live. Yeah, it's all there for you. You can get it live if you want. If you don't, it's there in perpetuity. I love that word, perpetuity. Yeah, we did have a bit of chaos today. So typically every day is the same. I get up about 8 minutes before I start doing my radio show on Q100. Like, legit. I know that at 6 a.m., the news starts. I have till 6:03 precisely to be here. Typically, the first time I talk, I am in my underwear. Talking into this mic for Northern Michigan and on the Q100 app. And it's really remarkable. So I do that. I get started, and then I the dogs are out, and I'm getting my bearings, get my clothes on, get my coffee. Pooh Bear's getting ready for work now. I see her out the door, pack her lunch, off she goes. And the dogs, I noticed that when I was going back and forth getting the lunch ready from doing like talk breaks on the show. You know, it's a music driven morning show. It's not like I'm there talking for 15 minutes of pop. It's pretty basic. But while that's all going on, Pooh Bear heads out the door, and I'm kind of going upstairs, downstairs. I let the dogs out at one point, and Benny, I could tell he really had to go. You oftentimes don't see Benny. Usually you'll see, like today, you got O'Neill on the floor, you got Bruce over here and Darla over here. But Benny is rarely here. He's kind of marches to the beat of his own drummer. But he's like, let me out, fucker. I got to go. I go, all right, I will. So I let him out, and everything's fine, you know. And time passes, and I'm here, and I go walking out to do something else, and the NFK is walking towards me. He is on his way to fetch me. Something has happened, and he needs some type of assistance. That's the only reason why he would be up here. And his fucking arms are flapping. He's agitated as all get out, and I can't even understand him because he's so agitated. And he goes, Benny's got to go out. Benny's got to go out. There's poo-poo. Benny's got to go out. There's poo-poo. And I'm like, easy, big fella. What's going on? He goes, Benny started to poop, and I told him to stop. So a little turd fell out, but I think he's got to go outside. Now, this gives you an idea of the... Here in this house, he doesn't have the ability to walk to the door and open the door and let the dog out and then stand there. And then when the dog comes to the door to open the door, it just doesn't happen. So I have to do it. That gives you an idea of, yes, there's two people here, but I have to do all of this stuff, you know, and including take care of him. So I'm going, God damn it. So the suggestion is that the dog was in the required position to go poo-poo. And he goes, a little turd came out. And I go, okay, all right, I'll let him out here. He goes, I picked up the poo. Now, in my mind, he did it like bobbing for apples style. But I'm like, oh, God. Now, there's no, he isn't the daintiest fellow. So I imagine he just like grabbed it and squished it between his fingers. David says, are all problems with the NFK the end of the world? Is there no size of the problem with him? You are correct. Murder lover Linda says, you should have replied, did you? To the picking up poo comment. Because that's his go-to. So, yeah, it's always freaking out. There's no, it's temper tantrums, panic attacks, which is why I say to Pooh Bear, I go, look, don't ever, ever announce that you're looking for your phone, can't find your jacket, because does not go well. It's just like that scene in Rain Man when the fucking fire alarm's going off. Don't ever like indicate that you're missing something or something is amiss. Just keep butting it. We've seen this. It's always ugly. My God, there actually was a time, just like the movie Rain Man, when I talked about this. The fire alarms were going off here. Like one went off and then they all went off. It was crazy. So I'm like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. It's just like the fucking movie. Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise. So I'm like taking the fire extinguishers or the fire alarms off. I'm pulling the batteries out of them. And the alarm company's calling me, asking me if everything's all right. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Fuck you. What's your code word? I don't know. Fuck off. So... he's going bananas over the shit. I think I stopped them, though. And I should have thought that that's not possible. So I march down the steps, and I realize that after I get down to the level, like I'm off of the step, now I'm walking through to get him and let him out, that... the floor doesn't feel right. Like, it feels like I'm not walking on floor. It's like I'm on something that's not floor that's causing my feet beneath me to shift a little and move a couple of degrees random directions as I put weight on each foot. So left foot, a little weird, right foot, more weird. And then I stop and I look, and Benny has shit on the bottom of the steps. So the NFK was not successful. He's emptied his entire bowels with pretty stable turds. It isn't like they were pies. They're very stable turds, but now they're smashed, and they've got this pattern on them. All right? You see, this is the bottom of my slipper. So those turds now are flattened, and they have this. It reminds me of that OJ documentary I was watching when his fucking bloody Bruno Mali was like on Nicole's face. So I'm like, oh, shit. Thank God I stopped moving. Immediately went down, grabbed the bottom of the shoe so I wasn't actually grabbing shit. And it's just smashed on here. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Thank God, no more. That's it. Literally, what he had put down on the ground, I stepped in both of them with both slippers. David says, how long had it sat there? Maybe 45 seconds, a minute. So it was warm and fresh. And thank God I went left and he went right, or else he would have been walking in it too. I'm like, and then all the while, I'm like, this is perfect. I'm going to open with this today. I am so excited that this happened to me. This is outstanding. This is what they show up for. They love this type of chaos. They being you. So, all right, Benny's outside, and then I'm cleaning. David says, I bet it smelled good. Awful being that fresh. Honestly, I don't remember an odor. Nick says, I slipped on a turd someone dropped during a rock concert. Someone shit right on the barricade to not lose their spot. So one of those general admission things, they got to take a dump.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
They would rather shit on the floor of the venue and stand next to the shit than lose their spot and go to the bathroom like a normal person would and not a goddamn animal. Nick says, yeah, it was Pantera in 01. Yeah, that sounds about right. You got some real trash people that like that band. Maybe not all of them, but I would say a lot of them probably are. So, all right. Then we got, then I'm like, okay, well, here we go. So I have to then, you know, clean it off of the floor, off of my slipper, disinfect the slipper. And all the while, and then the NFK says, I'd have done it. I'd have let him out, but he ran away from me one time. I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's true. And Benny is typically the type of dog who goes and then immediately wants back in. So that's it. That's all I got for that moment in time. I'm glad it happened. Last night was a Grand Rapids Griffins hockey game. There is more controversy. I told you that last week, Wednesday, there was a moment in time when the off-ice official next to me, who controls the penalty box, the penalty counted down, and the guy from the other team is in the penalty box. He opens up the door. Like you're supposed to. And it just so happened to be that as the guy skated out, the puck was in our zone. He got a breakaway and he scored. Now, typically we bust each other's balls. And I was like, come on, what are you doing? You let it, you're doing it for the other team. And it's not, he did his job. It just so happened that luck worked out that as he entered the ice, the puck was right there in front of him to take off with it, and he scored. Well, then it also happened a second time in the game, which has never happened. This is incredibly rare for it to even happen once, let alone twice. I talked about it on this show, and I called one of the other off-ice officials and said, oh, my God, can you believe that? Yeah, that was something. Wow. Hang up. No harm. That was it. And I went ahead and talked about it on the show, and then when I posted it on Facebook and promoted it, I put a picture of dude's face from his Facebook page. Timeout. Stop. Stop. Stop it. Stop it, Mr. Burns. Hold on a second. Okay. Don't do that. Okay. Don't lick your brother's ear. That'll lead to trouble. We can't have that. Trying to do a show here. No big deal. Posted that show. And that was it. And then I get a text message from dude who I'm not sure what he does for a living. I think I used to know. I think he used to. He might still sell houses. I have no idea. And he sends me this lie, and it says, you just cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars over the next several years. So I thought he was fucking with me. So I said, you're a liar. Ha ha. Whatever. But he wasn't. Well, he was. That's not true. But he wasn't happy. So then about an hour goes by, and he sends me, please don't use my face or use my image or my likeness or say my name. And I'm like, wait, you're serious? Yes, I'm serious. I've got deep ties with the team and people who know me. And he's like doing all this crazy shit. And I'm like, well, fuck you, you idiot. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. I said, use your name, image, and likeness. Who are you, fucking J.J. McCarthy? So I'm like, this is so dumb. This is embarrassing. So I just am like, fuck it. I'm not saying another word about it. I get to the rink, and I find out through the grapevine that, now I don't know what to believe here. All right? I was told that people found out that I was talking about it because they listened to this podcast. And I do not believe that. I do not believe that at all. But that is the story I was told. I was told that the guy who runs the off-ice officials heard the bit, which was not a fucking bad bit. It was me just saying, can you believe the timing of this? So the guy who's in charge of the whole group of people who do what that guy does sent an email out to everyone and said, you are not allowed to speak to the media about anything that happens or you will be fired. Now, mind you, these are volunteer positions. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then when I heard that through the grapevine, I also heard, yeah, you can talk about whatever you want, but we can't be involved. And I'm like, what the fuck? What do you people think you are, Gary Bettman? I do not believe that anyone heard me tell that story and bring in the off-ice official to get, hey, how about that moment? Wasn't it something? That's bullshit. I firmly believe that Dickface, who was all butthurt to begin with, he pitched a bitch causing all of this shit to roll downhill. That's what I believe happened. So fuck him and fuck this shit. I was so pissed off. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Did that really happen? What a bunch of bitches. Nick writes, for being such a tough sport, there are a lot of sensitive pussies involved, without a doubt. Now, I also would like to point out that nobody said a word to me. No one. No one said, hey, easy, stop doing that. You know why? Because I didn't do anything fucking wrong. Nothing. Oh, my God. So embarrassing. Jeremy says, LOL, talk to the media. Easy is now the media. That was so bad. I actually feel bad. I am never going to speak to that guy again, ever, period. And I've known him for a decade and a half, and it's been nothing but great. All of this is now fucked up because of that shit. Fuck you. All right. Comment. Tyler says, Darla staring at EZ like he's a psycho is cracking me up, LOL. Yeah, she has a good stare, doesn't she? All right. Thank you so much to Green Medicine Shop for being on board with this show. Online at greenmedicineshop.com. Fantastic place to get your cannabis. I think that the off-ice officials should smoke before the games. Uptight bunch of bastards. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. That's TheGreenMedicineShop.com for more information. They're open 7 days a week till 9 p.m. Cannabis sales stop at 8:45. Head to their website, TheGreenMedicineShop.com. For all of the current dope deals that you can take advantage of. The Grand Rapids Gold play Saturday. Go check out a G League basketball game. Tickets available at GrandRapidsGold.com. It's Paw Patrol night coming up Saturday with the Grand Rapids Gold. You've got a game on Saturday night. And then you got a game on Monday and Tuesday. If you want tickets, go to GrandRapidsGold.com for more information. The games are so fast-paced and fun. You're out of there in about 2 hours. It's a wonderful time. Great interaction with the crowd. I've got Big Drew. You might remember from 96.1, Big Drew and Jim. He's not so big anymore. He lost a ton of weight, which I'm happy about that. Which reminds me, being that it's Thursday now, the Fat-a-thon members have, let's see, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So we're right in the middle of it. I hope you're doing okay. I know it can get tough. I know how it is. I think one of the keys that you have to have in place is all of your safe foods ready to go so that in case you're feeling that hankering, you can easily grab and, you know, satiate yourself. If that's not available, you might grab something that you shouldn't, which probably shouldn't be within your reach to begin with, but I know how it is. So I'm expecting wonderful things. Amanda got the star on the blubber last week as she dropped 2.6 to give her 17.4 lost over 6 weeks. That's pretty intriguing because in week one, she was already ready to quit, but she has quietly been performing. So good on her. Rebecca, again, she has a goal weight of 200 pounds. She's 5'9". And I think she's like a power lifter or something. So God help the dude down the road who she wraps her legs around. It's going to be like a fucking a scissor lock from hell. I told her she's going to have a body like Saquon Barkley. She's down 8.4 in 4 weeks. And then Nikki in Maine, she's taking time. In addition to raising her goats to losing weight, down 1.8 pounds to 17.1 total. Nikki, I forgot who said it. Somebody sent me an email, or was it? I don't know if it was on Reddit or something like that, somebody who was pissed off on your behalf, because in the history of Nikki C. out of Maine, there was a time when she was like a regular supporter of Free Beer and Hot Wings, and she would like send them things like goodies and stuff like that, and maybe something at Christmas. And then something bad happened. And I don't know what. I think they like told her to fuck off or something. And it broke bad. Now, when that was all going on, I remember I got into a fucking fight with her because she was like an ally of them and she supported them. And then I think it was during one of my times when I told Greg to go fuck himself. And then she defended them and told me to go fuck myself. I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to? So her and I got into a fight. It was on a holiday. I think it was like a Thanksgiving or an Easter or a Christmas. We're telling each other to go fuck off. And you could have knocked me over with a feather when one day she's here. And I'm like, Nikki, I recognize that name. Were you? Yeah, that was me. Oh, my God. You wanted to kick my ass. Jeremy says, Fat-a-thon is going great this week. Becky, Amanda, and Nikki better be working hard if they want to beat me out. I hope so. Jeremy says, remember when there was a former contestant who was sick for a week and they put weight on? Nikki is a badass and lost 9 fucking pounds in a week. Rebecca says it's been a good week so far, so we will see. I always know when someone's struggling when they start to send me messages like, I don't know. It's a little rough. Things are tough right now. Bullshit. Focus. I've had a decent set of days. I've put together a few that I'm in a zone, but I'm keeping a very, very close eye on it because I know it's just a one slip up and bad things can happen. I ate clean again yesterday and then I went to the hockey game and then I'm like, oh boy, I did not eat before the hockey game. I'm going to be starving after the hockey game. What am I going to do? But somehow I managed to get home and then I'm like, I looked in the fridge and there's nothing. And I'm like, ah, cereal. About 6 bowls of Raisin Bran Crunch would go great right now. And I didn't. I just went to bed. So doing fine. Aram says, how is P90X going? P90X is going awesome. I am now, I've graduated from those exercise bands, doing the pull-ups with my feet on the chair, but I think I can actually muscle a couple out, but I don't want to do that yet. Yesterday was shoulders, biceps, tries. So shoulders, biceps, triceps. Today, yoga. Got to get after the yoga with our pal Tony Horton. In these really old workout videos. Showbro Michael says, no one could have brought you a hot dog. No, they could have, but I didn't ask for it. Again, I feel reasonably good right now. Chris says, when are we doing the easy yoga in real time? In real life? Ah, boy, I don't know. Aram says, you must be around day 60 now on P90X. Well, here's the thing. I have started it and stopped it and started it over about a dozen times. Okay? So I'll start a week and one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then all of a sudden I'll kind of fall off and I don't do it. And so I then start over. I just keep starting over. So now this is my officially of what I'm doing is my second week only. I'm still doing workouts, but they've been inconsistent. Not nearly as consistent as they need to be. Make no mistake. I'm far from perfect on this. But I still feel great. Stevie says, did Diana ever start her exercise program? No hate if not, just curious. No, she did P90X three times with me. So I don't ever say, hey, no, I do that. I say, hey, you want to work out? I'll do that. But I kind of, I'm more of a hands-off person. I try to gently urge, but she's sometimes busier than I am. She'll get there, I'm sure. Remember I told you, thank you to Chris for sending this along, about the asteroid. That's, I don't know, as big as a fucking football field or some shit, maybe bigger, that they say in the year 2032 has a chance of hitting the Earth. It was at like a 1% chance. And then when we last spoke about it, it was right after it had been raised to over 2%. It was like 2.5% or something like that. Molly's here. She was one of the ones that was saying, yeah, it's not going to hit us. You're right. It's probably not. But you're saying it's not going to hit us. So I have an update. There's a reason why I'm bringing this up. Because that percentage, when you all went to bed last night, they raised it again. People who do math for a living said, all right, now we're raising it to over 3%. We've done our math, and it's now over 3%. Now, what that means is, this sounds even worse. 3% still sounds like ridiculously not going to happen. According to the article that I'm looking at, they upgraded it, and that meant that the chances increased to 1 in 32. That sounds a lot worse than 3.1. This is the type of asteroid that if it hits, like, Manhattan, Manhattan's gone. It's got the power of, like, 100,000 atomic bombs. Nick writes, I think it's going to hit in the Middle East. Two birds, one big stone. You know, you say that, and that's a great crack. But honestly, there are some parts of the world, I talked about this, where it would be excellent if it actually did hit. North Korea is one of them. Those people don't have lives anyway. North Korea, Greg's house. Outstanding places for it to hit. Not to mention the Kremlin. We could use the Kremlin being reduced to rubble, couldn't we? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. What's crazy about this is, I think then after it went to 3.1, which is 1 in 32, I think it then went up again to like 80 or 90%. Easy. How could you possibly say that? Well, after they came out with the 3.1, within hours, they lowered it again to 1.5. What the hell is going on? NASA upgrades, then lowers the odds of the asteroid hitting the Earth. Here's why. I'd love to know why. Stand by. Increased to 1 in 32. NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies posted that. Hey, it's going up to 3.1% chance, 1 in 32. Then they did more observations, they said. And it went to 1 in 67, or 1.5%. This was discovered in December of this year. Astronomers worldwide are now busy making additional observations, trying to refine the trajectory. The recent full moon in the same region of the sky, known as Canis Major, had led to a, here's a word I don't know, paucity of observations, which resulted in a gap in observations. However, observations resumed this week and are already yielding results. All right, now there's a lot of boring shit that I don't want to get into. In 2032, the uncertainty happens to include Earth's tiny speck in space. I wonder what type of elaborate math you must do to do all these calculations. You got something that's flying away from the planet, for God's sake. To be able to even have any chance of getting that right to me involves the type of knowledge you would need to solve that fucking blackboard equation in Good Will Hunting. They talk about the Torino Impact Hazard Scale, whatever. All we know is that it went up and then it went down. Many asteroids initially considered a potential threat have been reclassified as harmless after further analysis. And that is exactly what seems to already be happening. So that's good for Molly. Now, I don't believe that. I believe that's a lie. I believe that that's not true at all. I believe that it went up to 3.1 and everybody started to fucking freak out last night. And then Trump got on the phone and said, hey, fuckheads, no. Other way, Mr. Trump, it's actually up to 99%. It's going to hit us. And he said, all right, lie, make up a story. And I'm okay with that, frankly. These folks say, I expect we will continue to see that probability number bounce around, even increase, before finally we resolve it as being zero, said whatever big brain. They say that the moon could get hit too. That would be quite a show. All right, there you go. That's the latest. Thanks to Chris K for sending that one along. I had no idea that that was even happening. Molly is making fun of me because I believe the odds. Well, think about it. How in the world, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, the idea of, all right, yeah, we're going up to 3.1, and then immediately turning it around and saying, no, 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 we fucked up. It's 1.5. David says, are the same idiots who couldn't keep space shuttles from exploding doing the math? David says, don't forget Gaza as getting hit. It's already destroyed. Tyler says, it's just big space trying to cause fear amongst the public. Donko adds, can we bet on this on DraftKings? And Molly follows up with, this is stupid. Okay. Say what you will. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Easy to take a quick time out and use a boys' room. You know how it is with me. Stick around. I will be back. All right. That is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.